This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities in Tokyo announced nearly 500 new cases of the coronavirus Wednesday, the biggest daily increase in the Japanese capital since the pandemic began. AB correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The rise comes amid a nationwide spike in infections and as the country discusses with Olympic officials how to safely host next summer's games. The Tokyo Metropolitan Government says there were 493 new cases, surpassing the city's previous high of 472 recorded on August 1, during the peak of Japan's earlier wave of infections. Japan has seen a steady climb in new cases nationwide over recent weeks, and experts have urged officials to step up preventative measures. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
Hungary has extended a state of emergency until February that enables partial lockdown measures aimed at curbing a surge in coronavirus deaths, according to a government decree. Originally mandated to December 11th, the decree now makes it possible for the government to maintain the restrictions a further 2 months until February 8th. AP's Mike Gracia reports the first at-home rapid coronavirus test gets approved.
The first rapid coronavirus test that can be performed and developed entirely at home has won approval from federal regulators. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency authorization to the 30-minute test kit from Lucira Health. The Lucira test allows users to swab themselves to collect a nasal sample. The sample is then swirled in a vial that plugs into a portable device that interprets the results and displays whether the user tested positive or negative for COVID-19. The test will require a prescription. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on COVID news and all the news of the day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA.